Thank you very much. So, hello everyone. My name is Kazuhiro Yoshida. As explained, kindly introduced, Senior Water Resource Specialist of Asian Development Bank. So by sharing progress and next steps of Carec Water Pillar, I would like to respond or communicate with Mr. Arsen, who is one of very important persons for the Carec Water Pillar as a focal person of Kazakhstan. So next slide, please. First, about Carec, Central Asia Regional Economic Cooperation. Carec program is a partnership of 11 countries, including 5 Central Asia countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, Mongolia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia. This program was established by ADB in 1997 to encourage economic cooperation among countries in the region. Its overarching vision is good neighbors, good partners, and good prospects. Currently, 5 clusters exist. Agriculture and water cluster is a new among these, introduced as a new cluster under the Carec 2030 in 2070. I talk about water pillar with this. Next slide, please. Carec recognizes that regional and bilateral cooperation water issues in Central Asia are well established. And the water pillar aims to complement these ongoing initiatives through investment support, capacity development, and knowledge management. At this stage, the main geographic focus of our activities is in the 5 Central Asia countries, including Kazakhstan, as agreed at Carec side session on water in Tashkent in June 2019, to serve as an example for all Carec countries. But there is a scope to expand this coverage as interest among other Carec countries grows. The vision of water pillar is a sustainable, climate resilient, productive, and water secure region with shared benefits among states and communities. Next slide, please. In early 2022, Central Asia states concurred with the framework for water pillar with its structure of 3 blocks. Please click once. Block 1 covers climate resilient and productive water system that recognizes considerable management reforms and investment will be needed to address the climate change, including managing increasingly variable patterns of river flows and mitigating the occurrence of drought stress. One click, please, again. Block 2 covers sustainable water resources and water services that aims to improve the productivity of the finite water resources in the region and raise the efficiency and financial sustainability of water services to farmers and municipal users. Click again, please. Block 3 covers nexus solutions and cross-sector learning to respond to the increasing connectivity between water and energy sectors and promote win-win solutions and help to build the skills and capacity needed among agency staff to face future challenges. Next slide, please. Building on the framework for the water pillar, we held a series of national consultations during 2022 to better understand the needs of Central Asia countries, how these could be supported under Carec, and how such activities can coordinate it and complement other ongoing initiatives such as RRC Basin Program 4 of International Fund for Saving the RRC, IFAS for short, and programs supported by other development partners. The culminated in the development of a long list of project ideas that was considered at a highly participatory regional workshop held in Tashkent in November last year. I would like to thank the delegates, including Mr. Arsen, for the positive and constructive spirit of engagement, as well as a technical discussion. It was wonderful to see the cross interaction between country delegation on this critical resource water. Based on the priorities emerging from the workshop, ADB has been preparing the scope of technical assistance for the Carec water pillar and concept for moving forward with support to key investments. Next slide, please. This is the last slide and compiled a timeline of the Carec water pillar for the Central Asia region. We prepared the draft TOR and the scope for the Carec water pillar working group as an advisory body to help guide implementation and future direction of the water pillar. ADB has recently approved an innovative initiative under the Water Financing Partnership Facility to develop to build capacity in the region for cross-sectoral water energy simulation modeling that recognizes the interdependencies between the two sectors and explore scenarios that are beneficial to both sectors. Now we are preparing to start screening and assessment of candidate projects which have been proposed during the consultation process, including during the regional workshop last year. Then proceed to preparation pre-feasibility studies for two potential regional projects in the Central Asia region. Water pillar also support institutional development in forming the new CADEC Water Pillar Working Group, as I mentioned, and in conducting capacity needs assessment of regional basin water organization and relevant irrigation agency for embedding climate resilient and sustainability measures into system operation and project design. So broadening the geographic coverage of the water pillar can be achieved in several ways, including direct support to water initiative as envisaged for the Central Asia region, and also involvement of other CADEC countries through knowledge management, capacity development, and mentoring activities. We are currently undertaking climate assessment for South Caucasus region, starting with Georgia, and we'll plan a regional knowledge event later in 2024, to which we hope all CADEC countries will contribute. Thank you very much. So by sharing this, I wanted to respond to the important engagement in Kazakhstan, so including other